Okay, so, today. So, Bez Hashem, next week again, as we mentioned, this year will be Monday, Tuesday. Okay. So, we know that the din is, if you cook two things together, one thing's kosher, one thing's treif, you cook it together. So bishul has the ability of being mispashet the tam in the other food, bekulo. The mispashet bekulo. So that's a kula and a chumra. It's a kula that therefore you have the ability to have shishim bekulo. But if you don't have shishim, the whole thing will be awesome. But so the kula is that you have an opportunity to use the whole other kosher food to mevatel the tam. The chumra is that if you don't have the shishim, then you get usher in the whole piece. Whereas, say, things that we discussed yesterday, like Eroi, it's only a klipa. So it doesn't matter. That klipa is going to be usher even if you have shishim keneged the whole thing, because we're only being done on the klipa. So the rest of the piece of meat is not going to help to be mevatel anything, because we're just dealing with the klipa. Now, what does bishul mean? Bishul means heat and water. That's what makes something called. So if you have a treif piece of chicken and you have a potato in the pot, so that's called bishul. You mevashel a treif piece of meat with a potato, and it's going to be mispashet in the whole potato. However, there is a concept of tzli. Tzli means you roast something. Roast means there's a fire there, but no water. Like you roast, hot dogs or something like that. Or if you have treif, you take a piece of cheese and you roast it with meat. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel on Sadi Vavam and Beis, page 1, 3 and 4 lines on the bottom, Loshano El Lashen is Bashal Ba. The only time that the Belia goes throughout the whole piece is by Bishal. Aval Nitzla Ba, but if it's roasted, then koleif va'ochel ad shemagia legit. So then you say you have some non-kosher with kosher, so it's not going to ask the bekulo. So what is it going to ask? The setosis lav davka shemigil legid. In other words, say you have a gid hanasha and then you roast a piece of meat with the gid hanasha, so that the gid so you just could scrape off that piece of meat till you get to the gid. The gid is obviously awesome. It's a gid hanasha. But so Tos says lav davka ashe megil gid mamish tzarach sheniach kedei klipa. Now you need kedei klipa and more than kedei klipa. Vafiu kedei netilu tzarach. Tzli gives a blia of kedei netila. So that's the size of a finger. So the finger, that's much bigger than just a klipa. But it's not kulo either. So when something is nitzla, a dover treif, like the gid hanasha, is roasted, meaning you roast a piece of meat that had the gid hanasha with it on top of a fire. So the Gemara says, so just cut off the meat and throw away the gid hanasha. So that's mashma that the whole piece of meat is mutter. So Tosa says lav davka. It just means not bekulo, but it's still gonna aser a kedei netila's worth in the tzli. So the Gemara says the Amar Rav Huna kedisha tolo bechelbo. If you have a piece of meat and it has fat attached to it. Also, la'achol afil mirosh ozno, that the fat goes through the whole piece of meat till the ear. So that seems to contradict that we said before that it doesn't go anywhere. At worst, the kedei netila. So the verse says, "Shaini chelev timifapeya." That chelev is different because something fatty. If it's sli and it's fatty, that has the ability to, mefapeh means it could go through, goes through, penetrates, full penetration. So it's like bishul. So but it has to be, so then the Gemara says, but we have another Gemara, Amar Rabbi Brachana Uvda Hava Chamed Rav Yochanan Mekinisha Debon Begdish Tzol B'Kelbo Also Shalom Rav Yochanan Vamar Kacholof Ha'okal Asher Begil Kelbo Hu Kocha Shavu. In other words, there's different types of fat. There's a fatty fat and less not fatty fat. So if the content of the fat is Shamein, what we call, then it's mefapeya bekulo. But if the fat is more lean, then not. Different ways of learning Gemara, but that's how we assume la halacha. That fat is, so the question is, you know, it's hard to know how much, what exactly is kachush. What exactly is, say you don't have fat, you just have a piece of meat, but a piece of meat also has fat in it. You're roasting a kosher piece of meat together with a treif piece of meat. So technically speaking, if it's kachush, if it's a lean piece of meat, if it's not fatty, then it's only going to be kedei netila. And if it's fatty, it's going to be the whole way through. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. On page 15. So on page 16, kedei, it says, starts on page 16 Sifhei. Medva Mumurim Shainatzli Oser El Kedei Netila Fiyerachim Gido Fiyotze Bo Dover Kochosh Shain Bo Koch Lefapeya Mekol Hatikah. אבל גדי שומן שצולו בחלבו אין בכל הגדי שישים כנגד כל החדר שבו עושה לאכול אפילו מראש אוזנו שכם שהוא שומן if the fat is fatty fat then it's מפפה בכולו אבל מכוחש אף על פי שאין בו שישים so if it's כוחש even if you don't have שישים it's just going to answer the כדי נטילה because it's not going to get any further so we don't care שישים יש שישים no it doesn't make a difference because shishim is only if the whole thing, like by bishul or by shamein, the whole thing spreads through the whole thing and then it dissipates in the shishim. But if it's only going to get kedei netila, it's only going to answer that amount. In osok v'yedisha chelav shel behemak chushu kochushu betivo v'enu v'afeya. אפילו חתיכס איסו כחוש וחתיכס הטש שניסו שים משמנה האיסו מפפה בכולו. In other words, he says, and even if the Dover Isser is kochosh, but the Dover Heter is shamin, it also, the shamin doesn't only have to be the Isser's shamin, even if the Heter that's being mekabel, the Blia, is shamin, it's also going to be mefapeya b'chuldo. Okay? Good. Now, there is another big yesod. One more point in the Ramah here, very important, page 17 of the Ramah. Kol mevushal below roteva or for dino kitzli. Anything that doesn't have water and there's fire there, that's sli. Now this is an important point. That we're not such bekiyim to know what's really fatty fat and what's not fatty fat. We're not so bekiyim. So memela, we have to treat everything l'chumra. Yesh l'asor b'chol inyan ad the igashishim. Okay. Okay, good. Now, next point. Siv Zayin is very important, you saw it. Yeah.
The Ramah quotes the Beis Yosef. Does that mean it's from Ramah? It looks like a Ramah.
Yeah.
If you have Shishim, it doesn't help you. Because Machaber said that if you have Shamin, then Shishim will help you. And if you have Kachush, then you don't even need Shishim. So what does Shishim do if you're Kachush to everything in Shamin? If you Kachush everything in Shamin, everything should be awesome.
No, but only the chumrah, not the kula.
No, I'm saying what is the chumrah for shishim do for you? Like, what does it accomplish?
Well, if you don't have shishim, then it's gonna pay a bekulo, and then it's gonna ask for the whole thing.
No, I'm saying I thought that if you have shami, shishim won't help you.
No, shishim would help you. If you have shami, if it's mom is shami, then shishim helps because it's like bishul now. A tzli of a shamein has the same status of a bishul. Bishul is mefapeh b'kulo. If it's mefapeh b'kulo, that means it's going to spread throughout the whole chaticha, and then it's going to, if there's, and it'll be bottle b'shishim. You know? Okay. Now, we have a big yisod in Sif Zayin. How the chaticha yisur seres chavertim and the giyasa dafka she yisur machpas atzma. Go nevela o bosu b'cholov. Avo imbay imo yisur shom b'bol m'mok m'acha eno o seres achar seres gezba afilu nitzlu yachad. Amedva m'murim shebola yisur sheinu b'fapeya. Avo b'bol m'nadva m'fapeya kivam. So it looks like this. The klal is like this. We have a klal. Eina balua yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotif. In other words, say you have a potato. So the potato is kosher, right? And then it was cooked with treif meat. So now, with no shishim, so now the potato is treif. So now say you take that treif potato and you roast it together with carrots. Right? You roast it together with carrots. So we have a klal that if something is not osur machmas atzmo, it's only osur because there's a bliya in it. That bliya will only come out through bishul. but from with tzli it won't come out. In other words, if you have a piece of meat that's treif on its own right, and it's nitzla with carrots, so then it's going to come out. If it's kachush, it'll be bekulo. If it's not kachush, it'll be in the tila, and l'chumra we have to be machmir with the whole thing. But say the potato is kosher potato. It just has a bliya of iser from a previous cooking. So that bliya of iser will not affect the carrots that it's being cooked with now, unless it's the bishul. Bishul means there's rotate. But if there's no bishul, then it's just sli. So then, and meaning that it's not shamein, once it's shamein, then sli shamein is like bishul. So then it's not going to come out. Because it's harder to get something that's balua inside a food to come out and asa the next piece of food. So that will only work with rotif. So if you have a carrot that was cooked with a treif piece of meat, and now you take that carrot out and you roast it with carrots, so the carrots won't become asa. Because there's no rotif. And the klal is, ein habalua yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotif. If a treif piece of meat is roasted with carrots, that's not balua. That's the whole thing is ben. Then it's ganas. But if it's a balua of, it's a balua of carrots, so then you need rotif. So that's what the mechaber says, an important klal here. Okay. Page 17. How the chatichas isra oseres chaver to benigiyos adavka she yisur machas atzma go nevela o basur b'cholav avon ein ba isra ela masha bala mimokam acher eina oseres acheres anugaspa afilu im nitzlu yachad avedva mumusha bala isra sheinu b'chapeya. In other words, provided that it's a kachosh. So then it will last. Because again, whenever you have a dover shamein, so then we treat it like bishul. Ein habalea yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. There is, if you have something that's balu in a food, and you want to now see if it's going to answer the next food that it's, so only if it's cooked with that other food, but not if it's roasted. If it's roasted is not rotif. You need rotif to extract.
So it's just thinking what's the scenario that we have cooking together the month of sleep. You know, I'm trying to understand, like, how do you have food cooked together? So, like, they're not in contact. Are they in contact?
Like, I don't know if means you take two pieces of food and say they're touching each other and you're roasting it.
So you put like a skewer, you put like a meat, and you put a potato, and then you put another piece of meat, and you.
Yeah, say you have a spit, and you have on the spit, you have a piece of meat and a potato on the spit, and then you're roasting them together and they're touching each other. Cooking means that you have a pot. And you have a piece of potato and a piece of meat, and there's water in the pot, and then you're cooking.
Also, Rabbi said anything that's not official is considered sli. So you're saying a field would be considered sli as well?
Yeah. There was, bishul needs water. Sli is there's fire, but there's no water. Okay?
Yeah,
so it will be the same thing. Yeah. So now, so so now if you take a look, back on page 17, Sif Zayin, says Had the Chatichas Israel Seres Chaverta Benigiyos Adavka Sheisur Machmas Atzma. In other words, Negiyasa means they're touching, there's no water, there's just fire. So if it's a piece, if you have, say, a piece of treif meat, and it's touching a potato, so then you, the tam of the meat goes into the potato. That's called sli. And then, if it's kochosh, it's just going to answer kedei netila. If it's shomein, it's going to answer the whole thing, if there's no shishim. And b'zman hazeh, we're machmir that everything with choshish is shomein. So, what's an example? Nevela. Nevela is an example of something that is osur machmas atzma. But say you have a potato that was cooked with a nevela, so that potato is what? Is not machmas atzma. That potato is what? So therefore, if that potato, now you're going to roast it with carrots, the carrots will remain what?
Kosher.
Because there's ein habalua yotze mechaticha lachaticha below rotif. Now, what about?
You're saying that if it's roasted with carrots.
Yes.
If the potato is roasted with carrots.
The potato that was cooked previously with treif, a piece of meat.
Cooked with
piece of meat, and there's no shishim, so now the potato has
right,
but it's not called ab machmas atzma. I mean, this is the mechaber l'shitoso that holds what? That you don't say chanan b'shar yisur. Mechaber l'shitoso, you don't say chanan b'shar yisur. So therefore it's a nisa balua. It's not a nisa machmas atzma. So now if you would take that potato and you would what? And you would roast it with carrots, the carrots are mutter. Because the potato is basically mutter, it's just the bliya of iser. So that bliya can't come out unless what? Unless there is
water.
Do what?
To roast the potato with the
Can you? I mean, why would you do that? Okay, now. It's mutter. I mean, I don't know. No, I mean, practically we wouldn't do l'chatchila because anyway we treat everything as shomein anyway. So therefore, if it's shomein, it doesn't matter that it's sli. And we're choshish that everything is shomein. So then it's going to come out. So the question that you're asking doesn't have any practical ramifications because l'maisa, in other words, technically, it's only if the piece of meat that you cooked with the potato was kochosh. If it was shamin, then not, and therefore we treat everything as a suffix shamin.
Even at the stage of the potato?
Yeah. Now, what about basar b'cholof? What if you had a piece of meat that was cooked with milk, so it's real basar b'cholof, and now you roast it with what? with carrots. So what's the din? So the Mechaber paskins what? Usher. Why? Because Basar B'Cholov is considered not an Isser Balua, but it's an Isser Machmas Atzmo. Isser Chanan. B'Kuli Alma by Basar B'Cholov. So if you have the Basar B'Cholov that was cooked and now you roast it either with a potato or another piece of meat, so now it's not an Isser Balua. The whole thing is also Machmas Atzmo. So then it's going to Aser the next piece of meat, just like Nevela. Just like if you had a piece of Nevela. If you have a potato with a blea of Nevela, then not. The bleah can't come out. The bleah doesn't come out. But if the iser is machmas atzmo, then you don't need the bleah to come out. Even if the meat, you don't need any milk to come out. Even if the meat itself comes out, it's going to aser. Just like a treif, a piece of meat, is treif machmas atzmo. Now, that's what the mechaber says.
This is because we're choshesh by the roasting, we're choshesh that the meat is mechabeah. Is that the point?
No.
Okay.
Because the basar b'cholov is a machmas atzmo. So even if it's not mechabeah, you don't need the milk to come out. In other words, what the Mechaber is saying, a tremendous chiddush, that if you have a piece of basar b'cholov and then you roast it with another piece of meat or a piece of potato or whatever, and say it's kochosh, right? It's not mefapeya. That potato is osur. Why? What reason is that potato osur? What? Why is it treif? So that potato now is the din of what? Of what? Of basar b'cholov. Basar b'cholov. Now, even though there's not one iota of milk in the potato, it's still basar b'cholov, because none of the milk. Assume the milk was kochashdik milk. Again, the halacha, we're going to be choshish that it's not. So then we're going to aser it. But without the chumrah of the Ramah, if you have a piece of basar b'cholov that now you roast with another piece, that piece of meat or potato is aser mishum basar b'cholov, even though it's only having the blia of basar. Then that's blia, the basar itself, because the blia can't come out. So none of the milk is coming out into this potato. Just the meat is coming out. But the meat is a din of basar b'cholov, even if there's no milk. Because that's the idea, that basar b'cholov is an isser machmas atzmo. So it's not an isser balua, so you don't need any of the blia to come out. So the Mechaber is saying a tremendous chiddush, that there's a din of basar b'cholov in a piece of that potato that was roasted together with basar b'cholov with no even though there's not one iota of milk, because the milk can't come out. There was only tzli. There was no bishul. In a panami. It'll only be. Yeah, but according to the other kedei netilah, but according to the other shitas, according to in a panami. But if you wouldn't have said that, then it would have been mutar lagamri. Now there are some shitas that disagree with this. And Kavah says it right here. So the veil is machmas atzma. There's no bliya. The veil is the veil. Oh, basa b'cholav. That's called machmas atzma. Avalim ein ba Yisrael mashal bala mimakam acher. But if it's only have a potato that was cooked with a piece of meat, treif, and now you're taking that potato and you're roasting it with carrots, so then it's going to be mutter. Eina oseres acheres harogaspa. Afilim nutzlo yachad. Provided that it's an Issur Kochosh and not an Issur Shami.
Are there any nachamines magically between Bishol and Tzli? Like, now that we have a Kumar Brahma, are there any nachamines?
I mean, at the end of the day, we're machmir, so, maybe if there's some type of suffix, whether it's Meikra Din or something like that. Oh. Now, not everyone agrees with this mechaber. If you take a look, in the Rashba, let's see which way the Rashba holds. But look on page 7 in the Rashba. Look first on page 6. Chaticha sheneseres machma shekibla tam mimokam acher eino seres chavroseha. Afo bisho nogas behem sheheim chamos fil nitzlu shteyem keechad nogazu bzub b'shoshem gabeish shadover habalua. That's the klal. Eino yotze mechaticha chaticha ela on day roting. So take a look on page 7. It says דברים אלו שאין אמרו אפילו בבוסר בחולב, שהחולב אינו מפפה, ואפילו עשו כתיכס נבלו. לא עשו כנבלו עצמו לדובר זה. So the Rashba says that the bottom line is, if you have bosu b'cholav, so, and now you roast it with a piece of what? With a potato, and it's kochosh, so the potato is going to be mutter. The potato is going to be mutter. Because bottom line is, Pasuk B'cholov is not an Isser Machmas Atzma. It's an Isser Balua. So it's not shayach that there should be an Isser of Pasuk B'cholov when, in a potato, when there was no cholov that came in. So the Rashba disagrees with this. See, the Mechaber was paskening like the tour. But the Rashba says no. Basa b'cholav is an Isser Balua. So, in other words, so it's a funny question. In other words, once you have Basa b'cholav together, do we say that each molecule of milk and meat is also machmas atzmo, and therefore if it goes into another piece, that other piece, that potato is going to be usher, even though there's no milk. Because there can't be milk, it's only tzli, so the milk couldn't come out. Well, no. So, and the so the Mechaber says it's L'chumra. Mechaber says L'chumra. But the Rashba says L'kula. And the shach on page 17 as well. Says L'chumra. It seems to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara says that Tipas Cholov Shanofla L'chaticha is only usher if you menanea. Why do you have to be menanea? Once the piece of meat, milk falls out on the piece of, so you have a piece of meat in the chulent, and then there's a piece of meat fell on, it'll only usher, but it's above the water level. It'll only usher the rest if you menanea. Why do you need to be menanea? It's going to answer anyway because it's machmas atzmo. So the Gemara says you have to be menanea. Shach says based on the Sefer Truma, but that was only before the Gemara knew the concept of Kanan. Once the Gemara knew the concept of Kanan, then it's going to be usher even with Sli. So this is Rav Shachter said from Rav Soloveitchik, he would call this. Shachter of Salvation would call it Efshar Lafrido. Because, in other words, the concept is that Shaykh to have Basar B'Cholov, where the second Chaticha does not have any milk whatsoever, mainly. You have a piece of meat that was cooked with milk, so it's now Basar B'Cholov Mamish, and now it was roasted with a potato, and we assume the milk, say, is Kochosh. So now, does the potato become Asr? So the Mechaber says, yes, the potato is usher. The balur can't get out. There's not going to be any milk in the potato. The answer is you don't need milk. Basar B'Cholov is once you had the original union of milk and meat, that's going to usher the potato. And the Rashba says no. That if you have a piece of potato that has no milk in whatsoever, it just has a tam from meat, that had a din of Basar B'Cholov, but now there's no milk in the thing, so then it's not going to be Basar. So this is called, Shachter said, I think, from Rav Soloveitchik, that this is called Efshar Lafrido. In other words, as opposed to Efshar L'Sochto, we'll talk more about it. Efshar Lafrido means you totally have meat without milk. In other words, it was once Basar B'Cholov, meat and milk, and now there's only meat in the potato. Is that going to be Basar? So Rav Shachter said Rav Soloveitchik thought the din is his mutter, but the Maisa, a lot of the posts can say it's Asr.
In other words, as long as they're on the time of the milk and the potato, once you say it's mutter.
Right. And there's a mussel given. On page 14. Yeah, thank you. Page first wide line on page on the bottom of the Hagos, you see over here, on the right side of page 14, the line that begins Ye'asor. Says V'yirul Tarz Tiksas Devadei B'Basav Cholov Kol Zman Shu Meurov. See, if you have Basav Cholov and there's meat and milk in the same Chaticha, Mikri Shor Shu Begufo Shalisa. Filu Habasav Below Cholov Kol Kilei Hakerem. He gives you a beautiful mashal. Say you have a garment, a talus, and you a wool talus, but you put one stitch of what? Of linen. But it's a big talus. It's one stitch of linen. So you can't use any part of the talus. Say it's a big talus, so the only part that's on my body is the wool part. The part that has that stitch of linen is dragging on the floor. But it's one baguette, so the whole thing is shotness. The whole thing is shotness. So I can't put any part of it on my body. But if I cut off that part of the baguette that had the linen in it with the wool, now the rest of it is mutter. So he says the same thing by Basa B'chol, that it's mutter, because so the Hagos Shari Dura holds that if there's only meat and there's no milk in the next piece, it should be mutter. So that's the shita that it's Now, it happens to be that the Taz learns a different shot in the Taz learns a different, and this is quoted in the Shach. He quotes the opinions that say that he quotes Kenevin Mari, he quotes Sago Sharidura, that it's Mutter. But the Taz says he doesn't think that's the pshat in the Mechaber. He thinks when the Mechaber is saying that Basim Cholov is a machmas atzma, he doesn't mean that you have a piece of meat that has milk in it and then you roasted it with a potato. He means that you have a piece of meat that's kosher, and now you take a piece of cheese and you roast it on top, that's machmas atzma. Meaning, so there's nothing, no balua there. So that's the case that he said is also with Sli. But in a Hanami, if it's a Balua case, so then, and then nothing is going to come out, even the Mechaber would agree. So Rav Soloveitchik was into the Kula Shita, Rav Shechter points out. But the simple pshat in the Mechaber is not like the Taz. But the Mechaber is Machber. And the Taz learns a different pshat in the Mechaber. It's not talking about Balua, it's not talking about the Basa B'cholov of B'cholov, it's talking about the initial formation of the Basa B'cholov. Okay, yeah, Kalu?
So, does that mean that when there's no concept of Hanan by Sli?
You know, you can have Hanan, it's just to ask the other piece, it's like what Hagos Sharidura says, it's not shy to, just like by shotness, once you cut away that piece of the quilt that has that stitch, and it, so that's not shotness anymore, so too, if you had a piece of meat that had a chatichas basa b'cholov, and you did sli, so there's no milk in the other piece, it's not going to ask.
The Yeah,
so once, yeah, Hanan is that piece. That piece is Hanan, but Lagabi, what's the status of the potato? If there's no milk in it, it's not going to be treif. Because the milk can't get out because in a chaticha and a belia yosim wrote the word of below belia. Now, two important. So that was, if you look on page, the way I labeled it, Aleph I called Sli. That's the whole discussion that we had about Kedei Netila and Schumann and Rotev. And then Efshar Lafrido is this discussion now. What's the halacha of if you have a piece of meat that has a blia of milk, basa b'cholov, and now you roast it with a potato, does the potato become asur or not? The Chabad says yes. And the Shach says yes, Aser, 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 and then you have the Rashba being Mekel, Hagel Sharidur being Mekel. The next thing is, what's the din if you have a kli, a treif kli, and you put some hot food on it, but there's no liquid? So the halacha is that the klal of heina chaticha yotz ein balur yotzei mechaticha lechaticha below rotev is only if it's going from one food to another food or one kli to another kli. You have a balua in the kli and now it's coming out and going to the other kli. But from an ochel, from a kli to an ochel, it's balea even below rotev. So if you have a lot. If you have a treif kli, then yomo, and you put, say the kli is hot, and the food is hot, and then you put a kosher piece of hot potato on the thing, so the belia will come out. Okay, it might not be more than sli or whatever, it might not answer the whole thing, but it'll come into the potato, because from a kli to an ochel, it comes out even below rotev. And the source of this is also Hagdol Shari Dura. Because, what page is it? Here, on page 22. What's it then? If you have a plate that 2 hours ago you cooked, a pot, 2 hours ago you cooked meat in it, right? And now you put fish in it. So now the bli is going to go from the meat, from the bowl, from the pot, to the what? To the fish. So that's called not bar not, because when tam went from the meat into the pot, and now the meat's gone, and now it's just from the pot into the fish. So that fish is already has a tam sheni of meat. That's called not bar not, nosin tam bar nosin tam. Then the Gemara says you could eat that with kutach, with yogurt. You can put the fish together with the yogurt. Because it's already tam kolosh, and it's okay. So, Hagdol Shari Dura asks, but how did it, if there was no bishul in the pot when the fish were there, so how does the blia from the pot go into the fish? So you're mattering it not because the blia didn't go in. The blia went in, but it's tam kolosh, it's not barna. So you see from here, says the Hagdol Shari Dura, that from a kli to a lot, a kli to an ochel, even b'li rotev, it goes out. So that's the din. That ena balua yotze below rotev does not apply from a kli to an ochel. And the Mefarshim explained because why? Because it's easier to come out from a, see, when ochel to an ochel, it's more embedded into the bli is embedded into the ochel. When ochel's into kli, so it's not as embedded. One second. So Mela, so that's how we paskin. That Ein Hach Chatich Yotzim Bulo Bulo does not apply to what? From a Kli to an Ochel.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is quoted in the Ramah on page 18. Kol ze b'shtei chatichas. Abol. 20. Kli shabola iser oser heter shenogebo afil v'iser she'inu shamein. And that's this idea. Hagol sharidura. It's Hagol sharidura. B'shem ri mi'ivra is a heter kol nolav. Okay. So now, Rabosa, I'm going to tell you something. A big yisod in Judaism. Before we get there, remember we were looking yesterday about that Truma Sedeshin that we talked about when the milk falls over. So if you look in the Ramah on page 23, it says, "Vim nishpa cholav v'shar iser roseach al gabi karka v'midu al kedera chama." Okay, so if there's no fire there, then it's mutter. It's was his klisheni. So. He says, "Im nishba cholav or shar iser oseich al gabi karka v'amido alav kedei rachama, imma she nishba cheinu eitzel ha'esh." Lo havi rak kli sheni. L'chein kedei rasur shaboleach tzas v'atav shalut atatagover. Right, it fell in atatagover, and it's not by the. And if it's nifsach hakiluach, then it's klisheni, right? If it's nifsach hakiluach, but if it's not nifsach hakiluach, it's not nifsach. Kaviki iru v'kedera tzonenes naseres. That's the Truma Sedeshin we saw yesterday. It's not nifsach hakiluach, and it's all attached. So then, it doesn't. The fact that it's connected. Okay, that was the thing that I showed you yesterday. Oh. But now, let me show you one more thing. Now I'm going to tell you a very important thing. What's the din of the stove? The grates of a stove. What's the din of a counter? Do you need a separate milk counter, an inflation counter? Do you need separate grates? When you cook a pot for lunch, you cook hot milk. And then 5 hours later, you're having dinner, you're taking a inflation pot and you're putting on the same grate. So how do you do that? So what's the answer? What is the grate didn't become milchuk because the pot is on a grate. So these are two kelim. Eina balua yotze mechaticha lachaticha below rotev. So mumela, when you put a milchuk pot or a fleishik pot on the grate, and then you take it off, and then you take a milchuk pot or a fleishik pot, whatever, so the grate was parv because it didn't become milchuk from the pot because the pot is a kli and there's no rotev there. Even if there's a little rotev, we'll see the poskim say that rotev means something significant. Like when you're doing bishul, there's a shefa. It might be a little moist the bottom of the pot. So therefore what? Yeah, so that's why you don't need a separate counter for milk cooks and meats. You put the hot pot that you use for lunch on the counter, and now 3 hours later, you're putting a hot pot with meat on the same spot. So what? Because the counter didn't become milchuk from that, because it's a milchuk pot, but it's balua in the pot. So to come out, ein hachaticha yotzei below rotev. No rotev. So it's no good. So So the counter doesn't need to be a separate milk counter, flesh counter, and the what?
Grapes.
And the grapes don't need. And this is all Mordechai quoted in the Ramah. One second. Yeah, if you put food directly, if you put food directly on the thing, and then within 24 hours, but even if you put food directly, it's only if I put hot cheese blitzer on the counter, and then within 24 hours, I take a hot hamburger and I put it on the same spot, so then you can have a problem. And by then, it's not going to be hot anyway. Counter will cool off. So it'll never happen. You understand? It'll never happen. You put a hot cheese on the counter, and then if you put a hot piece of meat on the counter in that same spot, so then maybe, but that's only if you put in the same spot and by both had to have been hot. So it doesn't happen. So you don't have to worry. And the same thing with grapes. You're putting a pot on, you're not putting the food. And that's what the Mordechai says on page 27. And shtei kederos she'itzel achatz shel v'achatz shel basar, ein evu mizumuzo. In other words, if you have two pots that are on the fire and they're touching each other, it's not a problem. They ain't osrim zuazu. Because what's going to answer the bliya? The bliya from one pot is going to the other, but there's no rotate. Ain't a balu yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotate. What do you think? So we're all good.
Even if the pot overflows and the grapes become full of wheat soup?
Whatever is going to over... One second. Whatever... It's going to be... Everything is getting burnt up on the
grapes.
Yeah. Yankel Schiff, what do you think?
The same question. The one case in which this might happen is if you happen to cook on the same grate and then it overflows. Saying that it just burns up.
Burns up.
That means it doesn't.
One second. So, Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva about this. He says it's okay. So you don't have to be so. I told you. So nothing. Yesterday we said maybe nothing could ever go wrong in a sink. Today I'm telling you nothing can ever go wrong in a counter, and nothing can ever go wrong in a. And then next week I'll tell you that nothing can ever go wrong almost in an oven either, in most cases. So. Okay.
Another application would be like
trivets. Now in Pesach people are more machmir, the chumra, the chametz, whatever, but technically speaking meeker din on Pesach also, whereas people have a minhag to cover up, and okay, chumra, the chametz, what to say, but Meikra Din, most probably, it's a Chumr de Chametz. We'll see. It's just like a Harfenist pointed out to me once that, let me point one thing. So Rav Moshe said it's all okay, the grates are okay, you don't need to have the grates. So Rav Noach Isaac Albel. You know Rav Noach Isaac Albel? Anyone lives in Queens here? Kew Garden Hills? Nobody lives in Kew Garden Hills? Noach Isaac Goldman was a Rav in Kew Garden Hills. So he said to Rav Moshe, he had a kasha on Rav Moshe. He says, but what about the end of the Ramah? Where the he says, Mil Chachila, on page 29, Mil Chachila, Yesh Lizar, Bechol Zeh. He says, L'chadchila, you should be machmir. So then, how could Rav Moshe matter something that the Rav Moshe said you have to be machmir l'chadchila? That's Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum, Shlita, from Kew Garden Hills. Baal Mechaber say from Minchas Chayim. What? So he said that Rav Moshe is against the Ramah. So Rav Moshe writes back, page 3, in the Hinei Kibalti Mechtovo Michof Aleph Lachesh from Shana Zuh. She says, Av She'eli Panai Af L'Rega. She says, I don't really have even 1 minute. But for you, I answered right away. Even though I'm saying Inol Gela Maisa, he had Ram Sheshav Barum. He said, even though I already passed him, it's okay. But since you had a kasha from the Ramah, and then you said you asked many Rabbonim, and they don't have an answer, so it's a kushis harabim. So the Rabbim are upset with me. So then I have to defend. So, Ramosha said that the L'chadchila, the only reason they don't do the L'chadchila is because the Rav Mordechai was talking about where they have a meat and milk pot at the same time next to each other. So then you have to, maybe L'chadchila you shouldn't do it because maybe it'll splash over. But if you're having lunch and you're having the meat, milk at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then at 7 o'clock at night you're having the meat there, it's not together, so then, in other words, the reason l'chadchila is not because of the bliya. The bliya is ein chaticha yotzei chaticha chaticha rotev. So there's no rotev here. The only thing, the reason l'chadchila you shouldn't do it is because of the spilling, and that only applies when the milk and meat pots are there at the same time. Azoy. So that's what Rav Moshe says back to Rabbi Olbaum. But Lemaisa, if you look in the source of this halacha, Tagot Sharidura, you'll see not like Rav Moshe. That the reason is because there are some shitas that are machmir even mechaticha l'chaticha below rotei.
On the whole cloud.
Yeah. So, but Rav Moshe, you know, that doesn't. You see, let me tell you, Rav Moshe, he didn't have svar. Basically, he had a shas and a shulchan aruch and a tour. But he didn't have, when he was writing the tshuvas, especially in Europe and in America, he wasn't looking in all these svarim. The things that he had was the Shulchan Aruch is a secondary source of the Sharidura. So, and then he worked with his own svaris. So sometimes he was machaving to what the primary source really said, and sometimes he was not. Sometimes he said, oh, but if you look in the primary source, you'll see that's not he'll feel that if it's not against the Shas, so he'll say his own svar. In other words, understand? So it's Rav Moshe saying it. But even though that not, you see, so Rav Moshe had broad shoulders, so he could say his own svar. So he said his own svar. In Ochanami, like different times, like another tshuva, I think Rav Olbev had a tshuva Chasam Sofer and Mikvos, where Rav Moshe said a pshat. And if you look in the tshuva inside, sometimes you'll see that it's not the pshat. But Rav Moshe was still Rav Moshe, so he could say it on his own. So it's not the Chasam Sofer, so he's saying it. You understand? But if you wanted to say, what did the Chasam Sofer really mean? So then, if you know, so then you have to look up the Chasam Sofer, and you'll see what he really meant. A lot of times it's self-evident. But if you only have the secondary source of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Ramah, of the Pesachei Tshuva quoting it, you won't necessarily get the, even Rav Moshe won't get the pshat in, but he's his own man. See, if you're not your own man, you're not right to give your own, so that if you don't get the right pshat, so then you have nothing. But Rav Moshe is his own. So Rabbi Olbam, you know, so the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel. So Rabbi Olbam says, you know, he showed it to different Rabbanim and they were masking, so he's in a Hanami. In a Hanami, but it doesn't stop Rav Moshe. If you take a look on page 26, One second. I want to show you on page 26 on the top of the Chavis Das. Okay, Maisim Chol Yimshah, Om Nibosar B'chol. First word one is Boston. Also the call of the day, Tachas call today, Lachmi Machal and Mishpach, Renessa, Akira, or Sakh Machal and Tachan, also the day, Vade Denkli, Kabel, Tam, Balua, Fil Machal, Fil Shomin, Din Tam Balia, Tim Dov, Rote, Mashu, Dapka, Rote, Vavabem, Sons Machal and Yotze, but I wanted to show you where it says that you need like substantial rotive. It's not just a drop that because that's an important page 25, here it is. In the Chavis Das, page 25. Second arrow. Fiza Shtekideros Shinogim Zebaza Fulachin Mutuk she shishim negar ben the zelo mikri rotev lahotzi abalu midopen l'yoker. He says with tzli, when you roast something, is also going to be rotev of the tzli, because the juices come out. So why don't you say every tzli is really bishul? Because of that, the answer is that moisture is insignificant. That's not enough to call it rotev for these points. For what?
For by the sleep, that maybe everything is shmei.
No, but not because of that there's liquid that's oozing out when you take a piece of
it.
Yeah, that's a different reason. But he's saying, but me I did. It's sleep. It's not. We say it because of we machmir to treat it like shmei, but not me din because of the liquid of the thing. Mitzad acher, you understand? It's a great ride. I'm sleek. I'm reading. I'm going to be chatiach of people all over there. But Shavadei hey lock and hard bait. And the vibe is that let me rotate. So that's an important yisod. That's an important yisod. And if you want to look at the Sharidura on page 6 in the supplement, and he explains here on page 5 the idea that coming from a kli is more kal because it doesn't have its own tam, but drinking when it's in an okel it has to have rotev. and he says, "Hey, Mashuk Sas, come on." Okay, six. Shnei Kedesh Chamos Nogin Zemzeh. The Makir of Mordechai. He comes to Rabbeinu Baruch. We come welcome. Welcome to Shlichim Mekalei Dimokim Tikshay with Shemri Yahu Dogim Shalom Bekara. And then he says, "Come on, Machem Reb calls the Tavol Lach Yaber Yishlagim as far as how long we might read." In other words, the svaras are not so clear, meaning, you know, whether these dinim, you know, it's rise that they're bringing from different places, but you know, you don't get the impression that it's only because of it's only because they were together. That's not the pashut pshat in the Ramah. But Rav Moshe will still say what he says because he says what he says. So, and that's what he paskin. So even though it might not be what the Ramov really, really meant, and Hagos Sharidur really meant, but he thought that that's the Iker Halach anyway. And he says the Svara, you know, sometimes, you know, like Rav David Cohen said, you know, about Mitzvah Shapoiskim or Moshe, that you don't say up front. Because Minigas, you don't say up front that I disagree with a. So you make an ukimta, you make a. You give it a teret, so it doesn't look like you're. You know, we'll see when it comes to Dov HaKharif, that type of svar.
Isn't that Shah Halacha Ishura? He's like, I thought he's saying that everyone agrees that Shneiter's Nogo Zobu Zobu. The question is, can we apply that to other cases? And we say there's a difference between a kri to an oko versus an oko to an oko. The question is whether we can apply shtekadeiros to other things. And that's, I think, where he's saying the ish machmir, don't apply it and just be machmir. But the source case of shtekadeiros of the zoo, that everyone agrees to. The question is, can we export that to other things? That's what the Ramah, and that's what I think Hagar Shuridura is saying, ish machmir, don't apply that elsewhere.
Elsewhere is elsewhere.
Elsewhere, so let's say a kli to a chaticha. I mean, before he was talking about, but the machlokes, can I apply that from a kli to a chaticha? So he said, oh, maybe we learn shtei chaticha, shtei kederos. Now he said, oh, yes, machalkim, that you can't ask the by shtei kederos, but you can't necessarily apply that from a kedero to a chaticha. I mean, see, by not for not that a kedero to a chaticha is
right.
But shtei kederos zubazu, no one argues with. The Yishma Kamirim is on, don't say, therefore,
what was the Ramah talking about?
The Ramah is the same, and he's saying, they're using the Sheikh Deiros as a midi to have of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the Makor, you want to say, can we apply that to elsewhere? So we're saying, Yishma Kamirim, don't apply that to elsewhere. And that's the thing with the Hagor Shari Duras, because if you read the lines before, he's talking about Makoike, so can we apply Kli to Oikorna? And then one of the signs is Shtei
Kedoy, Shtei Kedoy,
don't apply that elsewhere. But no one argued on that
thing. But is he talking about Kli to Oko? But is the Ramah talking about Kli to Oko?
The Ramah is also just bringing Shake
their
zoo
as a
riot. So
Yishma Pinner
isn't going
to be there. So Olam Machvas Mechusa Kol Shari. Machvas Mechusa. So Kol Shari, we have a shake there, so we have a zoo, so we have a zoo, and 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 we have a zoo. Okay, maybe say.
I don't know. I think that's the context
for the Moshe Yisrael. So you should have
a bracket
in 5 minutes. Yeah. One second. What am I doing? Vishnei Ruchamus Nogu Zabuzet, the material Mordechai, Mitam Derabbeinu, Mikol Mokam Mokor, Hashishum Chalek, the Adogim Shalom Bukhara. You have to be Chalek. But maybe not. Maybe you could say that it's the same, you say. Mikol Mokam Mokam Kozet Tov Rabbalacha, Yish Kedakter Nisvara Salalu.
And
in the discussion of page 5, let's see. So he's talking about Rav Yarfu, the Shulman Shul Isra, Balo Bukhara Poli Bechatiha Chama Shabsocha, Bikom Okom Shabbat 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 The Vaday Kuchlisha Emo Tambagufo, so it says, Pole, from a Bolo Fil Borote, Vachatiha Shiz Tambagufo, Eno Pole, Rakos Tambo Tambo, Abogab, Eno Rosh Lachale, Hachi, so he says the same, Chimashma, which they could have come, so it's a Mosebu Tir Mordechai, Chavz Rabbeinu Baruch, it's a Mokomoko, Mokoko, Sri Mokhalek, You have to make a mechal between Kli and Ofel. The Mokin Tikshir, the Rebbe Baruch Hashem, who dug his own Kara. Because Mokom, a Machmir, Machmir to be Machmir on even a Kli to Ofel, Tobol of Bracha, Kerbeli, Ishadatik, this was Halalo. Right, okay, one second. Right. And the case in Ramah was immediate. So was there called Shalom? He told Basta Yavish of Deir Shalchalov. Vachashinan was there Shalom. Chayin him a machlis bechus hakol shari. Mid hakol shari because then mid have a shtek there's no zubazu. They know sim zubazu. So therefore, there's no. When you get closer to Cain, to Zayah.
When Zayah,
yeah, the Zayah then, that's what he's talking about. The Gi is not going to ask this closer to Cain, Zayah is not going to, they know since it was the Gi
closer to Cain,
Zayah. Mew Lechatchila.
Don't apply the
Zayah to Cain there, that's the Zayah. No, I think you're right. But that's still not Rav Moshe.
Rav Moshe is still saying
his mother. Yeah, right. Rav Moshe will work out good with you, but then you don't have to say what Rav Moshe said. That this Rav Moshe also, maybe, in other words, you're right. I think your pshat might be the emes of pshat. Not that what we just said, that he's cautious for another shita, but then you don't have to say. He's only saying lechatchila yishlozom chol when they're touching because that's not what he's really saying. So Rav Moshe's pshat is not the pshat of the Ramah either. It's your pshat. It ends up that the psak will be the same.
Yeah, right. He won't be against.
Right. It will make it better in terms of that. But he himself didn't say that. You could have said a better pshat for him than he himself said, because he's saying a pshat of the Ramah and you're saying a better pshat for the Ramah for him. Because it's all because he didn't have the Hagosh Aridura, you did. That's the difference. But because his pshat, you have a better pshat in the Ramah than he himself had. For him. So, but in the end, Rabbi Tung points out that Rav Moshe wouldn't be against the Ramah, and then you could show that to Rabbi Olbam and all the other Rabbanim, who probably also didn't have look in the Aridura, they just looked in the Ramah. And then you should write it up and send it in. Okay, so this is very fundamental. So everything what we're saying today, you know, this is the, 10:56, okay. It's good, we had to do it one time, till 11 o'clock.
One more for my question. Let's say someone goes to, like a hotel, and they have like a suite, and they have a like burner on the stove. Somebody might have used that for a trade. Somebody might have used it for trade, you know, within the eight slaves. We say that even
what do you mean for a trace pot they put on?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so what's the problem? Because it's there's no belief to the thing.
Yeah.
This is wrong, right.
It's
my so you use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even if you want to be super machmir, you could turn it on for 10 minutes before, and that'll make some type of hefsher anyway. But you don't even need that.
That should be true for any kind of burner, though. Even
an
electric
furnace. Yeah.
You have to make sure that the burner is
still
clean.
Well, everything got burned up. That's why, you know, when people come into new homes, they ask, how do you kasher? So everything, usually I tell them, is just, you know, psychological, so they can feel good that they did something. But meager din, you know, it's l'chumra b'alma, all these things, most of it. I mean, I'm not saying everything is l'chumra b'alma, but most of these things is the chumra b'alma, because people don't know, never learned inside well, and they just know these things, and they just you know.
Then how would it be like similar? Let's say you apply the burning case, like in the oven, would the oven be similar, or would it be different? Place and
color. We can get up to ovens. Oven is next week.
But for things different.
Come back next week, Bez Hashem, and you'll see why the ovens are mutter.